a lot of support for the parking. That's absolutely appropriate. It's within the confines of the two white lines. But then there's this. Terrible parking. Park in the middle of your peanut. It's made even worse because it looks like you can drive straight in. If I saw your car in the car park, I'd key it for sure. Twice. What a nice man or woman that is that's text that through.
Be not, that's not necessary. That's not necessary.
You're encouraging this.
No, I'm not.
You are encouraging.
No, I'm not. I'm not. But when you come out after the show today and you see that there's a big dent in your car, I'm apologising in advance, okay?
And I'm going to go down in the 8 o'clock news and take a photo of your truck and ask everyone, is this environmentally
it is.
Appropriate?
And it is.
B, he takes two car parks.
It's up. A small engine, twin turbo diesel.
Anyway, we digress. A massive game tomorrow, Good Friday. I like Good Friday footy. Some people may not, but I think it's a great place to have it. The Kangaroos have been the driver of it. They've been involved with the Western Bulldogs and the Saints, and now they're going to take on the Bombers tomorrow. And Sean Higgins been good enough to join us. Shawnee, welcome.
G'day, Gary. How are you going? G'day, Tim.
Good day, Sean.
Good to talk to you, mate. How has the Good Friday sit with you in terms of the debate about it for a long time, whether it should or shouldn't be there? I mean, how does it sit with you?
I've always been really keen, early days, for any footage to be on Good Friday, but then to go to North Melbourne and then be given the opportunity, it's huge for the football club. You mentioned it, but there's been significant work done behind the scenes for a long period of time to get this up and going, and the club still continues to do that, and we're excited to be a part of it tomorrow.
$5, kids come free. $5 from each ticket goes to the Good Friday appeal. So much going on tomorrow too. Heaps of activities for the kids. You can meet the North AFLW, VFL stars. We've mentioned the Kira and the Lloyd kick to kick at half time. So not only the footy whisk, but it is a big celebration, a community get together for a great cause.
It's a massive day. Sean, you're playing against Essendon this year in this game. As a North Melbourne player, do you sense that great rivalry that it did exist once between North Melbourne and Essendon? Is it still apparent?
Yeah, it did, and I wasn't quite aware of it before I made the cross, but we've had some really good battles the last couple of years with Essendon. We're excited that it's going to be a really big game. Both clubs are obviously keen for a win coming off wins, respectively. So we're excited about that. There's a clear rivalry there, and we look forward to it tomorrow.
Hey, Sean, you won't get a tag against Essendon because they don't really hard tag anyone. Gary's a big advocate for tags. He thinks that every week you should have a tag go against the best midfielder. You would get it for North Melbourne. I'm interested in your mindset, how it changes when somebody actually does come to you in a game with that hard tag role.
Yeah, it's interesting with the tag. We've been fortunate over the years to have Benny Jacobs, who is one of the great taggers in the modern game. And then for myself, I had a few last year, and it probably wasn't until I had a chat to Brad about it, and he really did encourage me to take it on and look forward to that challenge. And probably from round 7 or 8 last year, I felt like I embraced that and prepared really hard that if a tag came, I knew the player back to front and I knew ways that I could get him. And I think that adds an extra couple of strings to your bow as well. So whether I get tagged or not now, it doesn't really phase to the team. We're prepared for both, and I'm prepared to play the game with someone right on me, or whether that midfield be midfield.
So as a player, at you personally, would you prefer to have a tag or not have a tag?
To be honest now, Gary, it doesn't really bother me, because as a midfield, like I said, I'm happy to go, more than happy to play without a tag, but also if I do get tagged, I'm happy with that as well, because it enables us to take the advantage of the midfield. There's ways that I can still get into the game, and it's a great way for our other midfielders to hopefully get an advantage as well.
Yeah, fair enough too. What did you do differently? What changed on the weekend against Adelaide? The game, I reckon you should have been 6 or 7 up at half time. You obviously, your goal kicking wasn't great, but you fixed that. But philosophically, what changed?
Yeah, it was a little bit scrappy. We felt pretty similar, to be honest. And out there, even when we were a goal or two down, it didn't really feel like the game was out of our control. We'd love to be able to tidy up a little bit offensively, but I think the thing that clearly stood out, and we spoke about it at three-quarter time, but our third quarter was the highest pressure quarter for the year for us, and that was noticeable out on the ground. We defended really well, and we just brought the heat, particularly in that second half. We had some guys back who lead the charge in that area, and then everyone jumped on board, and that's been the basis of our game for a long period. period of time now and really is our identity. It was great to get back for that in the second half. We'd love all three areas of the game to be up and going at the same time. Unfortunately, it doesn't always happen like that, but I thought our defensive mechanisms around the ground were really good, and our heat on the footy and the man, the opposition, was great as well, and it probably kept us in the game in periods when we were potentially going to kick ourselves out of the game, and then we're able to tidy up a few little things in that third quarter and hit the scoreboard a bit more.
11 minutes to 8, we're talking to one of the superstars of the competition, Sean Higgins from the Kangaroos. You looked better up front too. The forward line looked more cohesive and more mobile than what it's looked previously too.
Yeah, there was a good mix there. Mason Wood was back, Jack Siebel down there with Ben Brown. And look, there's been a little bit of heat on our forward line this year, but look, the forward line's a byproduct of what happens up the field, and us as midfielders weren't helping them in the early stages of the year. So we needed to make sure, as a team, our ball use going inside 50 in the forward half was better. But it probably just looks like a better mix, doesn't it, when Mason's up there. He covers the ground really well. He didn't hit the scoreboard as much as he would have liked, but I thought his game was really encouraging because he's that link player for us across half forward. It allows Brownie to play his role. Jack Siebel kicked another couple of goals, and he's playing his role down there as well. And it also helps when the three small forwards can apply the pressure that they did last weekend.
Sean, you've been doing a lot of the media stuff, and I'm really impressed, or we've all been impressed with the way you've been handling it. Also, we wouldn't ask this because we've too many players, but you're equipped to handle this. If Israel Folau was your teammate, would you play with him this weekend?
Oh, look, if anything, without getting into the exact detail of that, we support our players wholeheartedly in whatever it is, and then that would be a decision for senior bodies above us as players. But our role as players and my role as a senior player at the football club would be to support any individual of our team, particularly close teammates, as much as possible, and then we'd support the decision of the club.
Can I throw another one at you then too? And that is around Ben Brown strikes me as a bloke that doesn't necessarily want to be in the middle of any controversy that might be out there in the football world. He found himself in the middle of a story at the weekend after BJ's comments, Brendan Goddard's comments about him flopping around at the weekend. How did he handle that? Do you think that's had an impact on him in any way?
I think Brownie's handled that as well as anyone could handle it. Brad mentioned it early in the week, but Brownie's one of the nicest guys, the highest integrity that you'll find in any player. He plays the game really well in terms of fairly running and jumping at the ball. He's extremely hard to defend when he does that. He's a big body, and he's always I think I heard a little snippet last night on one of the shows that he's never once looked to play for a free kick or anything like that. He just jumps at the footy. There was a clear plan last weekend to do that in the ruck as well. He's not so much the body-on-body ruckman. He likes to run a jump on it, and if he gets infringed, well, it's going to look clear. And I thought all those incidents on the weekend were free kicks, so in my eyes, there wasn't too much to talk about.
And, Shawnee, as we let you go, two questions, straight answers I know you'll give us. Bontempelli or Cripps, we've been running with all morning. Which one where do you go?
They're both stars, but I'm in the Paddy
Cripps. Thank you. I told you you'd answer this, Wisp. And Cyril or Eddie?
I'll start by saying it's the hardest spot in footy, the small forward role, and for Eddie Betts to do that over 300 games is an unbelievable effort. I know Cyril's played some of the great individual games in big moments, but for 300 games, I tip my hat to that.
Well done. And just one final one from me. Parking in an underground car park, how close should you park to the line either side of your car park?
Depends what you're driving, Tim. I'm currently in a BT50, so they take up a little bit of space, but I've heard Gary's really treading a fine line this morning.
you heard correctly.
The final word on this, Sean, as we let you go, that parking sums you up, Gary, right on the cutting edge. There you go. Good luck. Good luck tomorrow.
Good on you guys, thanks.
On you,
Shawnee Higgins, very impressive.
He's a ripper.
Very impressive, man. We better get a breakaway, Whispers. Don't forget, $5 from each ticket donated to the Good Friday Appeal tomorrow. Kids come free. Tickets are selling really quickly, so if you want to make sure you get a ticket, get on and secure yours today.